Good morning. Welcome back to the Auditorial. Well, I hope you had a relaxed weekend. Well, you can now buy petrol or diesel and get an automatic washing machine, air conditioner, laptop or a bike. Well, these attractive offers are being made by petrol pump owners in the border areas of Madhya Pradesh just to stay in business. Well, Madhya Pradesh has the highest VAT on petrol and diesel, 27% and 22% respectively. Because of VAT differences, petrol and diesel in MP are costlier than that in neighboring Maharashtra, UP and Rajasthan. Especially given that Rajasthan Chief Minister Vasundhara Raje yesterday announced a 4 percentage point reduction in VAT on petrol and diesel, which will reduce their prices by ₹2.5 per liter in the state. Before you head to Rajasthan, maybe caution you that there may be a Bharat Bandh today. The Congress, which announced the bandh last week, claimed as many as 21 opposition parties have extended support for the Bharat Bandh, though the mainstay of the bandh seems to be the Madhya Pradesh elections, from where the stir will be launched. While in Karnataka, the bandh is going to be pretty successful, if by that one means the state comes to a halt. How will it do in other states is yet to be seen. But as of today, the rates have seen another revision, with petrol selling at 80.73 per litre and diesel at 72.83 per litre in Delhi. While in Mumbai, petrol retailed at ₹88.12 per litre and diesel at ₹77.32 per litre. Will it reach 100 or not? Well, no one knows, and that is the government that is running or ruining India, depending on which side of the political spectrum are you from. It is 10th of September 2018, and Americanism was a ruling emotion, even as Serena Williams courted controversy at the US Open, even as the WTA chief backed her claim of double standards in US Open. Serena Williams, out on a quest to tie the all-time record for Grand Slam singles titles, was pretty much defeated by the 20-year-old Japanese player, who had made it past a booing crowd in the semi-finals. Even if you give Serena benefit of doubt on implied sexism, it was the Americanism, that manipulation of sentiment to its advantage, ingrained in the US Open, that saw the young Japanese player losing her moment under the sun despite a historic win for herself and Japan. Meanwhile, far away from the courts of US Open in India on Saturday, an independent MLA from Kottayam's Punjar constituency, PC George in Kerala, asked at a media conference. Meanwhile, far away from the courts of US Open in India, sexism continued on Saturday. Independent MLA from Kottayam's Punjar constituency in Kerala, PC George, asked at a media conference why the rape survivor, a nun, had not complained about the bishop's alleged crime immediately. A news agency and TV channel said he had referred to the rape survivor as a prostitute. What he said was, and we quote, "No one has doubted that this nun is a prostitute. 12 times she enjoyed it and the 13th time it is rape. Why didn't she complain the first time?" Unquote. While outraged by the language used by George against their colleague, the nuns have decided to initiate legal action against him. As members of various Catholic organizations took to the streets, some even protesting outside Kerala High Court, the nuns accused the Kerala police chief of trying to sabotage and delay the probe to protect Bishop Franco Mulakal of Jalandhar. The nun from Kottayam convent has accused the bishop of raping her at the convent guest house 13 times between May 2014 and September 2016. Well, in other news, they used to say Titanic will never sink, the sun won't set on the British Empire, and now it is said by Amit Shah nonetheless that BJP will be in power for the next 50 years. Well, on the second day of the BJP National Executive Meet in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi coined the party's poll pitch for the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, which is Ajay Bharat, Atal BJP, while also slamming opposition unity for playing on lies, such as petrol price hike, fall of Indian rupee, leaving aside the data on the jobs, obviously. Prime Minister Modi claimed in his valedictory address that his victory in 2019 was guaranteed because the opposition lacked a leader and an ideology and was in the grip of corrupt intentions. Amit Shah soared higher and declared that nobody could remove the party from power for 50 years after winning the 2019 elections. Moving from political rivalry to office politics. Now, office is turning out to be a dangerous place. Albeit Jack Ma, the executive chairman of Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, will step down in a year, the company has informed. There was no such retirement luck for the 38-year-old vice president at the HDFC Bank because of office politics. Mumbai City Police yesterday made a breakthrough in the disappearance of HDFC Bank vice president Siddharth Sanghvi, who was missing since Wednesday. Sanghvi was last seen walking out of his office in Lower Parel's Kamla Mills. Strangely, he was caught on CCTV walking towards the parking lot there where his car was parked. Mumbai police today arrested a 20-year-old man in connection with Sanghvi's disappearance. Sources within the police department told Mirror Now that the 20-year-old is one of the four people detained in connection with the case. They further said that a colleague of Sanghvi, jealous of the deceased's recent promotion, hired the contract killer. And moving to the heart of India, Madhya Pradesh, a married woman tutor from Mumbai allegedly tried to abduct a 21-year-old woman engineering student from Indore, claiming that the latter was her life partner from previous birth. The woman, identified as 35-year-old Veronica Borde, alias Kiran, was arrested on Saturday night along with Mumbai Police Constable Anand Mude, who helped her. In the FIR, the student stated that she had visited Mumbai Tata Memorial Hospital in Feb this year for treatment of her mother who's suffering from cancer. And during her visit, the student met Borode and they exchanged mobile numbers. One day, Borode called up the student and told her that they were husband and wife of the previous birth and should live together in this birth as well. And on to international news. Seven people, including two British tourists, have been wounded in Paris after they were attacked by a man armed with a knife and an iron bar, according to the police and other sources. A source close to the inquiry said the suspect has been arrested and is believed to be an Afghan national. And on to the last news for the day, tennis. Novak Djokovic clinched his third US Open title on Sunday with triumph over Juan Martin Del Potro, taking him level with Pete Sampras's mark of 14 Grand Slams. That is all we have for you for today. Have a super productive day. Stay away from petrol. Be careful of your colleagues, especially if you're lying in a promotion. Goodbye from TakeApart.com.